What if this isn't a climate crisis, but the greatest opportunity humanity has had in a long time? Lean Into Clean will explore and discuss with highly esteemed guests on what could be the new spirals for society, sustainability, spirituality, and social harmony. Perhaps we've all lost our way. Lean Into Clean will showcase how we might remember, refocus and restore the natural ways so we can again live in balance and harmony with life on Earth and all its inhabitants. Welcome to this week's Lean Into Clean. I'm Jarvis Smith. This is UK Health Radio. Happy Monday to everybody. Now, I hope you guys have been, and girls, should I say, have been outside listening to the bird song. Isn't it absolutely beautiful at the moment? Nature is singing the sound of spring on our mornings and sometimes in the evenings. So it's been a really, really beautiful time for me. The weather seems to be warming up a little bit, which is good. I don't know where you are in the UK or in the rest of the world, but certainly in the UK here, we are getting slightly warmer temperatures now, which I'm very grateful for. As always, I'm going to start the show today before we bring on our wonderful guest, just with a little bit of a news piece. So this was on mygreenpod.com actually yesterday, and it definitely relates to the guest that we have on today. So this is to do with the Natural History Museum. They have a new, in fact, the first new permanent gallery in a decade, and it's opening, actually, it opened yesterday, I think, on April 1st, my apologies. So it opens tomorrow. So check this out. It's called Fixing Our Broken Planet. So London's Natural History Museum has announced the first new permanent gallery to open since 2016. The gallery, Fixing Our Broken Planet, will open on the 3rd of April, my apologies. A new programme of events and activities will also launch this year, exploring the biggest challenges facing our planet and empowering people to make change. The new gallery will bring together pioneering research from the museum's world-leading scientists with advice from environmentalists and young change makers on how to better care for the planet and its future. It will be a definitive destination for those looking to explore the threats to our natural world whilst discovering where solutions can be found. Now, this is a much needed centre of art, I'm absolutely sure of. So the first of the programme's headline events will assemble a growing community passionate about speaking up for the planet. It says Fixing Our Broken Planet Generation Hope will include a series of free workshops, panels and talks created in collaboration with young climate leaders from across the world. Now, Dr. Doug Gurr, who is the Natural History Museum director, he said, our scientists have been working to find solutions for and from nature. Fixing Our Broken Planet places this research at the heart of the museum, allowing us to offer visitors positive ways in which they can act for the planet. By combining the inspiring silence and advocacy found in the gallery with the voices of Generation Hope changemakers, we're showing that we all have that power to make change. Now, isn't that amazing? You can read the rest of the article if you go to mygreenpod.com. I know many of you have been doing this after our show, so please do go and check out that article. It was published yesterday, Fixing Our Broken Planet. Make sure you get down to the Natural History Museum if you live in the UK, if you're heading to London, if you're coming to the UK, get down and support that. Our museums are free in this country, which is absolutely amazing. So do get down to see that. I think based on everything that the Natural History Museum do, it is going to be an absolutely brilliant and mind-blowing exhibition. And, you know, we can all do with getting a little bit more clued up about how we can become a solution rather than a problem to this issue we are calling a climate crisis. So let me just bring you on to today's guest. I'm really, really excited today because I have, for want of a better word, an absolute creative who's been discovering not only her own talents, but bringing those talents into harmony with creating art for the natural world, for this issue we are calling the climate crisis. Let me just read you a little bit of a bio. So today's guest is Susan Lim. Now, she is the creative force behind the Alan Trilogy, that's Alan Trilogy, a captivating project where her roles as creator, storyteller, and songwriter converge. Through this ambitious endeavor, she orchestrates a powerful dialogue about humanity's trajectory, delving into the intricate relationship between the challenges we face and the disruptive technologies shaping our world. Dr. Lim's creative vision is uniquely informed by her remarkable breadth of experience, a Cambridge-trained immunologist who dedicated 30 years to a pioneering career as a surgeon in transplantation and robotics. She seamlessly integrates the precision of scientific inquiry with the boundless realm of creative expression. What a wonderful yin yang that must be. Inspiration for her work arises from diverse global landscapes, from the snowy slopes of the Courchevel and Deer Valley to the sun-drenched Mediterranean coast and the serene rice paddies of Bali. These influences underscore the global nature of the issues she addresses and the natural world that she and the Alan team are passionately committed to protecting through their music and animation. Welcome to Lean Into Clean, Susan Lim. Thank you very much for joining us today. How are you?
Hello, Jarvis. Thank you for having me on your show.
Not at all. It's a pleasure. So just tell everybody where you are in the world, just to give some perspective.
Well, I think people can't see me, but I'm really dressed in a very thick ski jacket. Actually in Courchevel, I'm enjoying the spring. I always return to Courchevel. It's almost like a pilgrimage because
Nice.
I find my grounding. I get back to being in harmony with nature. I love the pristine surrounds, the snowy mountains. But most of all, it's where the Cosmic Rhapsody was born.
Ah.
And ever since that, me and the Allen team, we come back here and, we remember our roots. And it's especially significant because this year, we see the Cosmic Rhapsody finally launch on Decca Classics. It's been a 5-year journey, and we see our world premiere just a month later at the Barbican, and it really means a lot to us.
You have given a lot of information there, and I want to get right into the detail of this. So, Cosmic Rhapsody is the album that is going to be launched live, is that right? On May the 5th, at the Barbican. But just, I mean, you've very beautifully opened this out to for me to dig a little deeper. Tell me about the birth of Cosmic Rhapsody. You are in, it sounds like, the birthplace, or certainly the inspiration place of Coachella. Tell us a little bit about that. What's your journey been, and how has this manifested as a, and congratulations, by the way, on the Decca Classic signing. I mean, that is monumental. I love Decca Records. They've been, like, part of my life. So yeah, go on. Give us the download, please.
Well, it's really very moving and it's very human. And it was in March 2020. I was back here, as I've always been every single year, to celebrate spring. I love the spring, and you did mention spring in your program.
Yes, I did. I love the spring too.
The birds chirping and, the snow just starting to melt just that little bit. And I love being here. And so 2020 March seemed like no different to any other year I'd been here until I receive a phone call from my husband, who is based in Singapore. He said, "You have to come back immediately." And I said, "But, I barely arrived. And why?" And I looked around me. Everything was pristine. Nothing had changed. But my husband said to me, the borders are closing. There is a pandemic that's broken out, and you need to come home.
Yeah, nearly
And
5 years ago, actually, just,
yes,
10 days.
today. And so me and the rest of the guests in this resort had to pack up and leave. It was very sad. And what was even sadder were the events that followed, that suddenly people could no longer enjoy the outdoor. Everybody was locked in. My co-creator across in North America, Christina, in that same year, she experienced being surrounded by blood orange skies, by the raging fires that had broken out in swaths of forest in California. It seemed that suddenly the world had turned upside down. And it dawned upon me that, oh my goodness, that our planet had become so fragile, and we as humans so vulnerable. People were dying. And me as a daughter, I really, I mean, I was distraught. And but then, in that same late spring, there was this sudden moment of hope, a spark in the darkness, because NASA was going to return to space after nearly a hiatus of 10 years, and on a commercial spaceship, SpaceX's Crew Dragon. And oh my goodness, here is this optimism, this ray of hope, something positive, something that might showcase resilience, innovation, and hope. And I said, let me write a song. And the song that I wrote, the lyrics was, "Is anybody out there?" Out to pose a friend Joy Barua in India, because we are a very diverse team. We span four continents. And I said to Joy, who is a brilliant composer, make me some music quickly, because I need to launch this song on a tweet timed with Crew Dragon's liftoff. That was 30th of May, 2020. And we did that. And at that moment in time, with "Is anybody out there?" launched on a tweet, the animation done by our animator Samudra, who lives in Assam. I felt, oh well, the Allen team was also on a mission to space. And this then led on to a bigger piece. It was from song to symphony. And next you know, we had composed a cosmic rhapsody.
Oh, wow. How amazing. Let's play the first song, Susan. I think that will just give some context to what you're
Yes.
saying. So what we're going to play is Anybody Out There? Is that right?
That's right.
Okay,
That was the only
let's
one.
listen to that, and then we'll get into a bit more detail after we've heard this first song. So this is Anybody Out There, the first song from the Cosmic Rhapsody.
Thank you.
Oh, what a rich, rich piece of music. I just closed my eyes and drifted off. Tell me about that piece, Susan. What does it do?
So this song was written right in the thick of the crisis. It was when humanity was surrounded by the environmental and the climate crisis. And if you recall the song, it starts off with a lone voice, the duduk. And the duduk is reaching out, wanting to connect with something bigger than ourselves. And it's the song is acknowledging the problem that we face, but it's also holding on to hope. And as anybody out there was a search for solutions, because it seemed at that time that we didn't have any on planet Earth.
Beautiful, beautiful. How do you go about writing a piece of music like that? I mean, I understand the inspiration. I understand the personal moment of wanting to create something from your feeling. But what's the practical process? Like, what did you then do?
The Allen team is actually a large team of composers, creators, artists, animators. And for me, I am the creator together with Christina, and I'm also the songwriter in terms of putting the lyrics. I tell the entire story of the Cosmic Rhapsody through lyrics. And in fact, the animation film is built on the lyrics. But I am not a musician, and I don't write music. So in the Allen team, we have a group of four, a team of four composers, and we've been together since 2016. And depending on the mood, on the feeling, on the ambience of the song that I have in mind, I reach out to one of the four composers because they're all different. They come from different continents, they are different in age group, and it's a very diverse group. Helming that is our chief composer, Manu Martin, who is really a brilliant composer and an orchestrator. And he has orchestrated Is Anybody Out There, which is a song that was composed by Joy Barua in Mumbai. But then Manu took that song and he imagined with me what we were trying to convey, the mood of the day. He brought the various instruments, like the duduk, the strings, how the piano would convey the message.
Nice.
How it comes about.
Lovely. And how do you feel when you hear it? What's your, after having this feeling and then you hear the music, what does it do to you?
Oh, it stirs up a lot of emotion. I mean, it's an incredible feeling. And that same feeling comes back every time I hear it, because I remember what goes on, the dialogue between all of us. And it's such a great moment for us that finally we have arrived and that our music has been released. And it's just an amazing feeling.
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Don't go away. We're gonna have to cut to a commercial break. We'll be back with Susan Lim very shortly. I want to dig much deeper into this artistic expression, particularly at this challenging time that we're in, where the world seems to have got even more crazy, since the pandemic, which is extraordinary. So don't go away. We'll be back here with Susan very, very soon.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. I'm here with Susan Lim. I'm Jarvis Smith on UK Health Radio, our show Lean Into Clean. We're talking about an extraordinary musical journey, a piece of music called the Cosmic Rhapsody. And at its heart, it's a collective search for solutions both on Earth and beyond. It is a celebration of human resilience, scientific discovery, and the boundless potential of creativity. Susan Lim is the original writer, with her esteemed artistic colleagues as part of the Allen Group. Susan, tell me just a little bit more about Allen Group, just so we can begin to understand. Would you say it's a group? Is that the correct terminology, or is it a what would you how would you describe the Allen
We
consortium?
call ourselves the Allen team.
Team, okay, great.
We've become so big that now we call ourselves the core Allen team, and then we have the Allen family. And the core team comprises myself and my co-creator, Christina Teens Tan. And we have four composers. Manu Martin is the composer in chief, and he's also the orchestrator based in Bordeaux. We have Matthew Aymard, who is the project manager and also a brilliant composer based in the south of France. Joy Barua, who I feel is a very deep and a very emotional, and he's really a very brilliant composer. I go to him when I need to convey a very deep message, as in, is anybody out there, which he did. And he is a singer-songwriter, a performer in Bollywood in Mumbai. Then we have a brilliant young composer, Ron Danziger, who is based in, he's a neurology resident at the Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles. And he composes the younger, the more technological, the more vibrant, a little bit playful, maybe a mixture of some rock infused, you name it. He goes across genres, and he does compose some amazing music.
Nice. Well, a shout out to the rest of the Allen team. What does Allen stand for, just out of interest?
Allen is the
Yeah.
name of a plush inanimate, and originally, the idea behind the Allen trilogy is a partnership of human and AI. But now, and why human and AI? Because when I was a robotic surgeon, I used to work with robots in the operating room. And I felt the benefit of the partnership of man and machine. But it was at a time when the society was against AI. And they were scared of robots because robots were going to come take the jobs. And what is this threat of AI? And so I thought I wanted to communicate the concept of AI in the more positive ways that it can help humanity. And so why not I put AI in a plush toy? And I reached out and I thought, yes, I will have a plush baby lion embedded with a soul. And its neurons, which is its cotton-filled head, embedded with AI. And so
Wow.
Alan is an AI inanimate.
Nice. So this is something that one can purchase that can eat.
A lot of people have said to me, "Do you have a product?"
Yeah,
I haven't thought along those lines, but Alan is our mascot.
great.
We
Thank
do
you.
have a few, but not for sale.
Got it. Got it. Well, I hope to meet Alan one day. Tell me a little bit about your understanding of how AI can be a benefit to humanity from your perspective. I think our listeners would be, I think, firstly interested in your wisdom, but secondly also open to an alternative narrative from the one that we get from the mainstream.
Yes, and I completely understand, and I also, from many points of view, I do agree with the general opinion of what is in the mainstream on AI. It's very scary, but I think today we have to embrace it because it's here to stay,
Not
and
going away, is it?
not going away. And I, for one, and my patients have been, beneficiaries of AI when and the technologies that are available to help. I mean, it now empowers medicine in terms of diagnosis. AI is here, as in the second song that you will play, as a partner to humans. Because in the song "Come Orbit With Me," human partners with AI to go into space. It is a situation that we have in real life, that before the human goes into space, we send an unmanned crew mission. Oh, and Come Orbit With Me is really the inanimate that has gone, the AI that has gone first to chart the course and to establish safety, and then turns back to the human and says, it's safe for you to come now. And so I think AI and the human is a partnership, that we throw AI out into the unknown, and we expect AI to chart some kind of a path. And then, today we have to bite the bullet. We have to look for innovative solutions that extend beyond the norm and beyond our planet, because we are, in a sense, facing challenges on Earth. We're facing challenges in the environment, in the climate, and we just have to keep an open mind. And so beyond humans, we need AI to help us to understand the way forward. And of course, the human is always going to filter, or at least I hope the human will filter, whatever are the options that the AI throws at us. And so hopefully it's not the blind leading the blind, but it's more of a partnership of human and AI going forward to chart the path for a more sustainable future, hopefully.
Nice. I think you've put
That's
that
my view.
beautifully.
That's
Yeah,
my
no, I love your view. I that's a very healthy view and I appreciate it. So I think we can't not play your next song, which is Come Orbit With Me. These songs, by the way, are available now, aren't they, on Spotify if people wanted to listen to them. And you actually, I'm really excited about your third song that we're going to play because that was released today, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but let's go with Come Orbit With Me, and then you can tell me, Susan, what this evokes in you and why it was created in the way that it was created, even though you've touched upon some of that
Yes.
already. This is Come Orbit With Me from Cosmic Rhapsody. Absolutely beautiful. It's very visual, your music, isn't it? It really kind of evokes lots of images within me, which is I love that. It reminds me, dare I say it, I hope you're not offended by this. I really genuinely do hope you're not offended by it. But it reminds me a little bit about when I first listened to the music from E.T., that film about the extraterrestrial back in the day, and it still sticks with me to this
It's the biggest
day.
compliment anybody
Oh,
could.
good, good, good.
I love ET. I've watched it so many times. It's amazing.
Fantastic film. And Close Encounters was amazing too. But yeah, it definitely reminds me of that sweeping scene where, this little extraterrestrial takes off on the flying bike with the rest of his friends. But tell me about that piece of music, Susan, please.
So now we have decided that we will go into space. And I needed one of my composers to compose for me something airy, something breezy, a touch of romance, adventure, something a little bit mischievous and jazz inspired. And I was thinking along the lines of Frank Sinatra's Come Fly With Me, actually.
Yes.
Yes, so I reached out to Matthew Aymard, who is the composer from the south of France. And he is more of a romantic classical composer. He loves jazz. And, I wanted to also to say that the Cosmic Rhapsody is in three parts. So what you're playing today is the orchestral LYM Cosmic Rhapsody for piano and orchestra. To make the music and the concept of the Cosmic Rhapsody more accessible, we also have an album of pop songs titled Cosmic Rhapsody, which is looking to be released soon.
Oh, nice. Oh, you must send me a version of that. And as you know, I'm a singer-songwriter myself and a signed recording artist. So I do love pop music.
Fantastic. And then we have an animated film. And with the why I bring it up, because the pop song Come Orbit With Me has some beautiful lyrics to it. It tells about why the human needs to come orbit into space. It mentions the pollution, it mentions the smoke, the N95 mask. It's all in the lyrics. Says, and we'll share a bamboo straw because we are very conscious of our place on the planet and, wanting to use natural resources as far as possible. It's a very, very cute song. When we released the song 2 weeks ago, on Instagram, I got every single member of the core team to dance to this to
Oh, lovely.
we posted it. Everybody was dancing and grabbing a partner and saying, "Come orbit with me," reaching out to a partner and then doing a dance. We got with the song the brilliant Tom Walsh horns to play the horns section. And, it really the song is really beautiful, as is the orchestral version. I can't wait
Great.
for it to be released too.
And just so if people want to see that release song, it's on Instagram as Cosmic Rhapsody. That's the correct
Yes,
handle.
the handle is a cosmic rap.
Cosmic Rap,
Yes.
RAP. Okay, great. So if you do want to tune into that and also follow the journey of the Cosmic Rhapsody, if you're on Instagram, do go to Cosmic Rap and you'll be able to. I bet that's a really beautiful, amusing, a special post. So I'm definitely going to have a look at that afterwards. So presumably then the lyrics of that pop version or the pop album are the lyrics that you originally wrote.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes,
Yes.
I wrote. It was beautiful. I wrote it. I remember maybe in an hour or two. It just came out of me because it was so beautiful and inspiring and so hopeful and even playful. Coming back to the orchestral music that you just played, I have to say that I was very moved when the pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet took his artistry to the piano, and I sat next to him as he recorded an Abbey
Oh,
Road,
wow.
and I watched his fingers, float over the keyboard and watch my song come to life in a different form with the Royal Philharmonic in the background. It was just amazing.
Yeah, that must have been a very, very special moment. I mean, it does absolutely remind me of, film score music, some of the best music that there is out there. And the fact that you've got the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra playing, it must have been a spectacular moment. Where was that recorded?
That was recorded in Abbey Road Studio One in November of 2021, and we had all returned with masks because there were stringent pandemic
Yes.
restrictions. And it was a very emotional moment for me because it showed the resilience and the resolve of the human spirit. And a lot of us had not seen each other or been in gatherings for almost a year. And the canteen operator, in fact, at Abbey Road had said to me, "Susan, it is amazing that you've brought back the London voices because we haven't seen them in a year." And
Wow.
They recorded the next song, the Song of the Lost Tribe.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. And you're absolutely right. I mean, the arts industries, the musicians, the actors, they were all deeply, hurt by the pandemic, as many industries were, but that one particularly was was very, very badly. It took a long, long, long time to recover. What's if you don't mind me asking, we're going to have to go to a commercial break in just a moment, but what's your connection? How have you been able to organize this relationship with these musicians and and get in Abbey Road Studios and work with the Philharmonic Orchestra? And I mean, you must be a pretty special individual to be able to have, organized such a plethora of amazing talent around you.
I don't do it alone. I'm the creative force, but we do have an executive director and an executive producer who is really responsible for dealing with all the administration, and he does have a lot of resolve. His name is Deepak Sharma. But I'll just have to say that, I think when there's a will, there is a way. And we really wanted to communicate this music.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. My cat's deciding to wag its tail in my face as you speak, which is tickling my nose. She's enjoying it, that's for sure. Let's go to the next commercial break, Susan. We'll come back to the final section and we can talk a little bit more deeply about what's to come, what's in the future for Alan and the album itself and the release of the live. I know there's a concert. What's happening after that? So we'll come back to all of that kind of future news in a moment. I'll see you back after this commercial break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. I'm Jarvis Smith. This is Lean Into Clean. I'm here with Susan Lim. We're talking about Cosmic Rhapsody, the musical composition that comes in various forms. The classical piece is actually, there are three songs available now that you can listen to on Spotify. And also, there is a live orchestral performance, I couldn't think of the word then, that is happening on May the 5th at the Barbican. Is that with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, Susan?
Yes, it's an occasion that I think is going to move me to tears, because the very same musicians who recorded at Abbey Road, who came out of the crisis and were there, are going to be on stage, plus some more. But the very same musicians, the RPO, Jean-Yves Thibaudet, our conductor Robert Ziegler, the London Voices, and because I'm told the hall is so big, they need to augment it with more choir members. And so we also have the City of London Choir. We have 96 voices that are
Wow.
yes. And then we have the brilliant Tom Ball. I don't know if you know him. He's a America's Got Talent alum, Tom Ball, who's going
Yes.
to come and lend his powerful vocals to two tracks.
Wow, that's going to be quite something. How do people get tickets for that? Because I know many of our listeners will be thinking, I must get a ticket for that right now. Where would they go for tickets?
The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra website, they are the RPO is presenting the Lim Cosmic Rhapsody, and the tickets are available on their website. And I would be so simply I would be so happy to see people come and attend from this interview and this show. It'll be
Yes.
incredible.
Well, I think you will get lots of support. I mean, certainly our listeners, I mean, they are, we're talking about times that are difficult in the world right now. And many of our listeners are completely beautiful, positive, out of the box thinkers that don't, conspire to the mainstream narrative, but actually believe in a healthier, happier world. And therefore, I think they would love to come and join you at this particular live performance. So that's going to be the kind of launch. So May the 5th is like the big launch. Why did you choose London for the launch? I mean, it could have been anywhere in the world. I'm very grateful that you've chosen the UK, but why?
Because London's the home for our music. As I said, the creators and the composers and the artists, we come from four different continents. But all of our music has been recorded from Allen 1 to 2 and now Allen 3. All of it has been recorded at Abbey Road Studios.
Yeah, beautiful.
And we've always worked with London orchestras. We started with the London Symphony for Allen 1 and now for Allen's 2, the Cosmic Rhapsody, and the future Allen 3 will be with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Nice. So have you already got the third part of the trilogy
Yes, it
conceptualizing? Is
but
it in creation?
not just that, but next week, on April the 7th, we all gather back. It's a roll call back to Abbey Road to record the orchestral piece, and it will be with Jean-Yves Thibaudet, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, the London Voices. It's going to be a phenomenal big one, and it's about the oceans.
Oh, nice. Absolutely spectacular. So the third part of the trilogy is going to be talking about the oceans. There's been some interesting discoveries of late. I don't know whether you can, whether you're interested in this, but there seems to be an interesting phenomenon at the moment about, the possibility of other life forms coming to visit us, or other life forms or different life forms in the oceans. There's been these sightings of various, they're calling them drones, but we would traditionally call them UFOs or kind of unidentified spacecraft.
I
They've
love that.
changed the name. But there is an interesting phenomenon happening, particularly at the moment. What do you think about that, Susan? Have you
I absolutely believe in that. So, the second act of the Symphony of the Oceans, which is what Allen 3 is about, is titled Alien Invasion.
Ah, there we go. There we go.
And we also have an orchestral track, Space Adventure or Space War.
Space
And that one's
war.
been written by Manu Martin. And why we're in the oceans is because I feel a bit guilty with all this interest in commercial space travel. And, we are creating so much noise now in space, there's so much debris. And the worst part about it is. And even the International Space Station, its final landing place is destined to be somewhere in the Mariana Trench or somewhere like that. I just feel, I don't have a way as a solution as to where we should put this debris, but I just feel bad about it because I love it. And so we dedicated Allen 3 to the oceans.
I think that's very beautiful, and actually kind of a full circle, certainly for that trilogy. Are you thinking beyond the trilogy? Are you already in discussions about what Alan might concoct in the foreseeable future?
The last track of the symphony sees Alan go through a series of portals.
Ah, great.
And so Alan 4 actually sees Alan fall into a black hole. Alan 4 is very dark. That it's just something that's been conceived in my mind. But to answer your question, yes, it doesn't end with the trilogy. We do have more in store.
Yes, like every good trilogy, you need a prequel and a sequel. It never ends at a trilogy. That's just the magic number to get things started. Let's play your last and final piece. Certainly this is fascinating because this piece was actually launched today. So it is on Spotify today. I will, after this song, I will run through the names of the tracks again so that you can get them set up on your playlist. But tell us the name of this piece that was launched today.
Song of the Lost Tribe.
So this is it, A Song of a Lost Tribe. You can tell me all about it afterwards, Susan.
Thank you.
That's an invitation, isn't it? What a beautiful piece of music.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Tell me about that, because I have my own understanding of how it made me feel, but tell me about the purpose of the music from your perspective.
So I think it will be clear that it is rich in tribal rhythm, led by the shakuhachi. And what it's meant to do is to evoke ancestral wisdom. And in the chorus, the Sila Dolo Wahihe, which was written by Christina, the co-creator, it's meant to inspire and remind us of our grounding and the importance of community. So the chorus is a community caring for our planet. The lost tribe is lost, but it is resilient in space, and it's showing adaptability. And the important thing about this song is because we've talked about AI, we've talked about futuristic concepts, but this song is the exception. It is our journey into space that is not just technological, but it's about reconnecting with our roots and our quest for harmony. And that's what the Lost Tribe is meant to portray in their chorus.
I absolutely got every single part of that
Yes.
message
I'm
from that
so
song.
happy for that.
Yeah,
Oh,
it
it's
was
mission
exact.
accomplished.
No, you'd certainly achieved it. It was exactly what I was going to say. So I think the team that you have, the essence and the quality and resonance and vibration and frequency that you are clearly, objectively, consciously creating is super powerful. I mean, my own understanding of there were these composers, particularly back in the Renaissance times, and then maybe more in future, sorry, more recent popular artists that were somehow able to transcend some kind of intelligence, some kind of embodiment of life itself, whether you call that God, the universe, the mysticism, the magic, etc. And they were able to transcend and evoke that into their human experience.
There is a certain amount of spirituality in that song,
Can hear it.
but I'll have to say that our animation artist Samudra Kajal Saikia has created the most brilliant animation of this lost tribe headed to a purple cave to find solutions that may save the planet. And little snippets of that are actually on the Instagram. You might see it.
Great. So just to shout out again to everybody about the Instagram account, I actually said it wrong. It's Cosmic Rap, which is cosmic, obviously, and then RHAP. So
Yes,
it's
at Cosmo.
Cosmic Rap, as in Cosmic Rhapsody. So do go and check it out. Do go and follow and keep up to date with everything that's going on. Susan, I've been delighted with this conversation. I'm also really looking forward to we're going to be working with you for an article in a next issue of My Green Pod, which goes out on Earth Day on
Wow.
April the 22nd. So that's perfect. It'll be distributed all over the world because we're partnered with Earth Day Organization and Unify and various others. So it reaches about 10 million people. So we're really looking forward to being able to support you with that. We have just a couple of minutes before we end. What have we missed? What haven't I asked you that you wish I did?
Really, I think we've covered a lot. I mean, what we're doing with the Allen Trilogy is trying to really connect and communicate the big questions of our time. So with Allen 1, it was about loneliness. And with Allen 2, it's finding solutions to the environmental crisis. And then, of course, it's our place in the cosmos. And I think we've really covered most of it.
Great, great. Well, absolutely fantastic. It's been a real true delight having you on the show. Thank you for
Thank
coming to join me. Enjoy the rest of your stay up in the mountains and watching the melt very gently, sorry, the snow very gently melt away. And I encourage all of our listeners, thank you for joining us today. Do go and check out Cosmic Rhapsody. Go and check out those three songs that you can are available on Spotify. Do get your tickets for the performance on May the 5th. And Susan, thank you very, very much. You've been an absolute delight, and I look forward to hearing more from you. And when that popular version of the album comes out, we must get you back on the show so we can play some more songs from that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jarvis. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
It's been an absolute pleasure. So I'm going to love you and leave you all now with my composition of Save the World, the song that I created with Greta Thunberg, in order to raise money for the most affected people and areas for Fridays for Future. So this is the young people of our world that live in the areas that are most challenged by the environmental and climate crisis, biodiversity loss, pollution, etc. This is Save the World by yours truly, featuring Rita Mora. I'm Jarvis Smith. This is UK Health Radio, my show Lean Into Clean. I look forward to seeing you all this time next week. Have a super week.